Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is September 19th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you here listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by going to Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or and subscribing to Motive Vitality, or by listening, going to MotiveVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years and years worth of archives. I do want to say that we have, I believe, addressed the issue of getting them uploaded faster, because as some of you know, we've been, you know, sometimes it, I get a couple weeks behind because it gets, you know, it gets kind of busy. But we just hired somebody that is going to be responsible for uploading these and hopefully getting them up. So hopefully by Friday or Saturday after the call, you will be able to get them a little faster. So I know there were a lot of people that were requesting the fluoride one be uploaded. That one is uploaded. You can listen to it. So that was actually a pretty cool conversation. So definitely understand. I appreciate the patience with all of those. Always love it when you guys are on live too, though. Want to, Jen, I think, had a couple announcements before I jump into the kind of the routine, and then I do have a topic today. I want to talk about computers and ransomware and that type of thing and how it might impact us. But Jen, you had a couple things you wanted to address?
Yes. The first one is on next Friday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. I will be at the EWQA giving a presentation of selling in the 21st century. So if there's anybody that is going to the Eastern Water Quality Association conference, I really, really hope that you'll jump on over to my presentation. And if you didn't have plans, but you're part of that region, it's not too late. You can still go ahead and you can sign up, go to the website, sign up, and you can still go, even if it's for that one day. I know we have a couple of people that have mentioned that they're going to go just for the one day. So definitely come and join us. It's really nice, and the area that it's in, I haven't been there yet, but everybody says it's absolutely amazing. I've driven past it on the way out to Pennsylvania. It's being held in Wilkes Barre, I think is the name of it, Pennsylvania. And I drove through there last week, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So the second thing, and Kelly, was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Nope. I'm just okay. To see everybody there.
Okay. So, I also wanted to talk a little bit, and Chad, I told you I was going to do this, and I forgot to remind you that I was going to do this, but working with a company in Iowa, we've been working with them for a couple of years, and had the honor of hiring three amazing territory managers, water experts. We're looking at titles right now, but
one at least.
At least one excellent one. Right.
We won't
I know
name
Corey's
that person.
Awesome. Corey's great. But first off, I mean, these guys, if you're on my Facebook page, these guys have just definitely made my week, as far as when you're traveling 3 weeks out of the month, you get a little homesick. And these guys have just definitely, we're working hard, and I'm really appreciate how much work we're getting done, but we're also having fun doing it, which that means your best shines through. But one of the things that Chad did, which was kind of a requirement of Motive Vitality, is he rode along with service for a day. And Chad, can you kind of tell me what your results were with riding with service just for that day?
Out of riding that day, I was able to set up at least four appointments for upgrading their softener systems, or more possibly when I have those meetings.
And how did you approach the customer when you were there? Were they service calls? Was it only salt delivery? What was the ratio on that?
Yeah, they were all salt deliveries, but noticing the systems and the older models and everything, you know, some were not working efficiently. You know, some people were just eating
Jerry
salt.
Thompson.
Hey, Gary?
And so, you know,
so you said a lot
of
them were kind of blowing through salt.
Right. And, you know, I said, hey, listen, here's what the deal is. It may be working, but it's not working efficiently. You know, we've got different models. We should probably upgrade you. And I just left it up to them to see if they'd be interested in me coming back out, showing what we had to offer. And I got the four houses they went to, four houses said, come on back.
Wow.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, that's, you know, activity creates productivity. And it's so nice to hear, Chad, I love hearing that because this is, you can talk about that stuff, you can explain it, you can tell people, and it's amazing how people just nod and smile and go, yeah, that'll work. But I love when people actually try the ideas and they actually have the results that I always had or that we know or expect.
And Jen knows my situation on things, and I was, my part of it was to help the route driver. Younger guy, you know, they don't get paid a ton of money. And I just kind of, you know, we talked about how he wants to get his CDL and he's going to get paid more. And I just said 10 words. And I said, if you go into these homes and say 10 words and get me in the door, I told him what his cut of the commission would be just by saying 10 words. And I said, man, you could make that money just by saying something to get me in the door. So I want
tell me the 10 words. I want to know. What are the 10 words? We're on the edge of our seat.
What's that?
What
are
the
10
words?
Just, you know, just whatever it says. Hey, you might need to upgrade your unit. Can I send a guy in? You know, can I send my territory manager? And those are those words I just said. You will make, you know, if I can get the sale out of it, you're making some of the commission. So, you know, if he's worried about making a little bit more money, you know, I liked it as a, you know, teaching him to say, hey, it's as simple as this.
You know, that's awesome. It's 10 words of his choice.
Right.
You said choose. So we kind of skipped, I mean, this, we went right into that part, and I love that. Thank you, Jen and Chad, for that. I do want to open it up just real quick. I have a topic that I want to talk about today, too, but I do want to open it up with the question that I ask every week when we start the call, which is, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you'd known before, anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? And I think that story, Chad and Jen, would fall into that category. Or anything we can help with, any questions anybody has or anything we can help with.
Is this where you want me to tell you what happened this week?
Well, Jerry, I'll introduce you here in just a moment because that will take us directly into the topic. So in fact, I will, if nobody has anything else here, I will go on and the reason for the topic is I want to introduce you all to Jerry Thompson, who is coming on board for now part-time and will probably move in full-time as we continue to grow here at Motor Vitality. But for now, Jerry is working, doing kitchen design and cabinet design on computers at a company in California. So thank you for getting up this early. I think it's pretty typical for you. In fact, you went into work earlier this week at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And this would be a good time to mention what happened when you sat down at your computer at 4 o'clock in the morning at your other job. This was the other job.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Jerry. And I'm an alcohol. Oh, no, wrong meeting. Sorry.
Yes, he's going to fit right in here with Motor Vitality.
I went to work, got in at 4. I was the first one in the office, turned my computer on, started to load down, load an Excel file, which we call our data sheet, job data sheet, because what I actually do there now is estimating. It's a regional cabinet manufacturer in the neighborhood of $50 million a year. And when I loaded the file, which had been sent to one of the salespeople, it wouldn't load. So I send her an email asking her to resend the file because it was corrupted. And then I went to load another file, same thing. And I looked at it more closely, and it had another suffix after the Excel spreadsheet suffix. And it was something, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like .x4fl, something along that line. And so I copied it, and I copied the file and deleted that last suffix and tried to open it, and it wouldn't open. And then I looked at the bottom of the list of files, and as I scrolled down through, I noticed that all the files had been updated starting around midnight, and were continuing to be updated. As I looked at them, I saw the dates changing. And so I looked at the very bottom of the list, and there was an email there. And I opened it, and it said, "Your files have been encoded. Only I can unencode them. Do not change the names on the files. If you do, all your data may be permanently lost. Here's my email, contact me." And that was it. And it also said, "I will unencode three files just to show that I am capable of doing that. But none of those files will be Excel or data files." And the company has now been shut down for 3 days, manufacturing, sales, HR, we're dead in the water.
So just doing quick math, $50 million a year company, that's approximately $1 million a day of lost business.
That would be $1 million a week. Yeah, $1 million a week.
I'm sorry, $1 million a week. You know, I went to Ball State, so that was my math. $1 million, $1 million a week. That is being lost from, and this, so in the scheme of things, this isn't a big company. This is actually a relatively small company. And I thought when you told me that this had happened, I thought this was an excellent topic to discuss because, you know, how is that relevant to the sales professionals that might be out here that are working with the company? And, you know, how would that impact this? But it reminded me a little bit. It wasn't what happened with you was something called ransomware, which we'll explain and talk about if you're not familiar with ransomware or how it works or how they sort of approach it. Then I'll mention that to you here in a second. But it's relevant because it goes even beyond that. Maybe it's not a ransomware attack. Maybe it's a crashed hard drive. Jen, those of you that have been on this call for years, I think, Stacy, you probably heard this story and some of the others. You know, we talked a little bit about how Jen had lost when she'd been working as a trade commission sales professional. She lost about 6 months worth of data because her computer just, the hard drive just crashed and we couldn't recover the data on it. So she had been using so that one wasn't an attack or anything. It was just simply a crashed hard drive that we couldn't recover the data. And there were, it's hard to measure how much opportunity we lost. I know that there were at least one or two opportunities from that. And I got to tell you, the same thing happened to me. I lost about 3 months worth of most stuff. I had some stuff backed up on a Palm Pilot, but it was just names and addresses and phone numbers. It didn't have the history and the contacts and stuff like that back then. And so, you know, you sort of get complacent. You have it there. You know it's on the computer. It's all there. And you don't, you know, it's like, oh, I backed that up 9 months ago. But what is it? What would you do if you lost that data? If you lost everything that's on your computer, all your contacts, your CRM, you know, everything's cloud-based nowadays. All the CRMs are, it seems like. So that's great, except that we've come so, you know, we've come to rely so heavily on things being cloud-based that what happens if the internet goes down for a little bit? And it could happen. I mean, we hear about digital security and infrastructure issues and that type of thing all over the place, you know. So what would you do if you lost your data? So we'll come
could
back
I
to
add
that
one.
One
other thing? Could I add one other thing in here, if I may?
Yes.
The other thing that is that I've been made aware of this week, as I've thought about this, is not only have I been out of work, this is the third day, I expect to be out of work tomorrow, but the more far-reaching ramifications of this is if they were able to hack into HR, then they have information, personal information, on as many as 300 employees or even more. We also have a countertop division. I'm not aware if they were able to hack into that, but if they use the same system, they probably did. And so if they have this other information, how much more damage can they do? And then the other thing is, I'm sure that our company, we use an IT, an external IT company that is supposed to provide that security for us. But and I'm sure that they have backup. So backup may not be alone enough. You may need to look at your security because if you back it up, they could do it again.
Yeah. What were you?
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, of course, Stacey. Yeah.
We just went through this with the company my husband works for. $80 million company. They were down 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They paid the $90,000 for the encryption code. As they started unencrypting one, it would then turn around and they were re-encrypting. By the time they came in the next morning, it was re-encrypting, okay? But everything, every password everybody had, like my husband had our login for Amazon on his work computer. We had to change that password because they did have proof that they had access to all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Stacey, sorry.
Here's the thing on the backup. They tracked this originally came into the system in what looked like a work email that was opened up in the factory June, 12th. It activated July 9th. So it sat there and ran and encrypted all those backups.
Yeah. So that's what is pretty common right there. So a lot of times, and a lot of companies have had this occur, where you'll get an email. In fact, Gary, you mentioned to me that one went around your company about 6 months ago, and this is a similar thing. It becomes really important. So, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have this call on this topic is just for education. But also, you know, these ransomware people, they attack the small to medium sized companies because they are the ones that have, number one, the most to lose, you know, and it's just they're more likely to get paid. They're less likely to have the big, huge security systems. And, you know, so when I say small to medium companies, it is these companies, you know, think water treatment dealer size. These are the types of companies that they would, attack. But what they'll do a lot of times, it starts with an email like that, that looks like it comes from somebody within the organization. Somebody opens it up. And when they open up it will usually be something very simpler, like please review this file and get back with me immediately. And you click on the file and it doesn't look like it does anything. It doesn't look like it opens. So you send it back and they go, oh, that wasn't me. Don't open that. You didn't click on it. No, I didn't open it. But somebody out of 300 employees opened that file. Not saying who, Jerry, just somebody. And they, so, but,
and that's why I drink.
Exactly. So, but what happens, this usually happens, you know, 6-8 months before. And what you'll find a lot of times, so, you know, yours wasn't as bright as what I've seen. Sometimes when you turn on a computer, when you've had a ransomware attack, the screen will be black. It will pop up. It will say, you know, have a big padlock on it. And it will say something. They're usually pretty, all pretty common. It will say something like, your important files are encrypted. Many of my documents, photos, videos, databases, and other files are no longer accessible because they've been encrypted. Maybe you're busy looking for a way to recover your files, but do not waste your time. Nobody can recover your files without our description service. Can I recover my files? Sure, we guarantee that you can recover all your files safely, but you only have so much time. You can try to decrypt some of your files for free. Try now by clicking decrypt. If you want to decrypt all your files, you need to pay. You only have 3 days to submit the payment. After that, the price will be doubled. Also, if you don't pay in 7 days, you won't be able to recover your files forever. And so it's Bitcoin, right? So in most, they give 3 days. This one only says send $300 worth of Bitcoin to this address. So that's a pretty small one. The $300 of Bitcoin is pretty small. Some of them for the larger companies are huge. You know, they're gigantic. And so but what they'll often say also is they'll have a warning. Do not try and use a backup. If you attempt to use a backup or restore your files, the price will be doubled. If you attempt a second time, they'll be deleted. You know, so what happens is somebody goes, okay, we're not paying these people, and they go all the way back 6 months thinking that's going to be safe. And so they reload those, you know, the backup. Now, the truth is 6 months for a lot of companies, that's a lot of lost data, you know, so that alone, I mean, think about how much information, how much data has been input into that computer system in the last 6 months. But let's say they do go back and they restore those files, you know, from 6 months ago. Well, that may not be safe because, like you're saying, Stacy, those emails, you know, that the virus that allowed them, the malware that allowed them to go in and gain access to the files didn't just happen the day before. So backing up from last week or 2 weeks before or even 6 months is probably not going to fix the problem. It's already infected 6 months prior. And so that's how they know if you've tried to restore them. You know, they're monitoring that. They send another warning. And then people, the sad truth is most companies end up paying them. And there's no way to track them. It all goes on the dark web. It's, you know, of course the FBI looks into this stuff like this. But you know, and they've got, you know, but who knows where they're coming from? Over, you know, is it, you know, an overseas company? Who knows? They're usually redirects, and it's just next to impossible to track the IP address. And Bitcoin as a currency, as a dark web currency, is definitely nearly impossible to track and holds value. So there's a lot of terms here for the average person. They don't have any idea what Bitcoin is, or, you know, and a lot of times people will look at that and go, what the heck is Bitcoin? I thought that was, it sounds like something that video gamers use. Well, Bitcoin is definitely the black market currency. You know, that is the currency that goes around. You've heard the term probably the dark web. You know, that Bitcoin is the money that goes around the dark web. And so you learn about it pretty quickly if you're in a situation like this, losing, you know, $250,000 thereabouts a day, or $200,000 a day in the company. Not to mention the fact the loss, I mean, you know, 3 weeks, what's that going to do to Stacy, for, you know, your husband's company? What's it going to do to the people that are out of work for 3 weeks? You know, and the impact on the economy is going to be beyond just, go ahead. What
exactly
were you going to say?
And we were, so this is a 115-year-old company that is family owned. They sent people home for the first 3-4 days. Then basically they found them things, cleaning plants and stuff like that. They paid everyone the entire time.
Wow.
Two of the departments were back up in 2 weeks. My husband's division, they could not get the servers to communicate with the CAD systems, so they couldn't produce anything. And they managed to survive, which they had cyber insurance, but that only covers so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing is, the FBI cyber people said 7 to 10 Central Indiana businesses get hit with ransomware every week.
Yeah. Yeah, so my best friend worked for the sheriff's department in Florida, and the sheriff's department got hit pretty bad. The sheriff's department he was at got hit. And you know what? Law enforcement, sheriff's department, they paid. They paid. And it's tough. It's tough to get around it other than to protect you. You've got to find ways to protect your stuff ahead of time. So here's a couple tips. Number one.
Can I tell you real quick?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a couple of people. Go ahead. Go ahead, you guys. Please. I always love these discussions. Please.
This is Greg in Valparaiso. Along these lines, the hosting company that I was using for my website was hit for ransomware. Website was down for about 3 weeks, which, you know, is not good, but I don't, you know, it's not like I make my living off of that. But also, I didn't have an email because my email was set up for my hosting company. I didn't have an email or access to my email for 3 weeks, which was much more detrimental than my website being down. So since that time, I've got my email separate from my website hosting. That way, if either one of them goes down, I still have the other. If the website, the hosting company would get ransomware again, I've still got my email on a separate account. So I just wanted to get that in there real quick.
No, thank you. It's really good advice. Jen, what were you going to say?
You know, something that I learned at one of the WQA conferences or regional conferences, they had a conversation on how to prepare yourself for some sort of an emergency, and they considered this type of thing an emergency. And Stacey, you had mentioned having the cyber insurance. And while it's not going to recover all of your losses, but it helps out. So that's one thing that they highly, highly recommended to companies is that you, in your insurance policy, your business insurance policy, you make sure to get a cyber insurance policy in there. And I don't know how it's priced or anything, but in the long run, if it happens, at least you can recover some of your loss.
Yeah. This topic is one that we need to put together and have some experts come in and talk to us about, you know, to do a member exclusive webinar and coming up, because, you know, some of the tips. So let's, you know, in the last couple minutes we have here, what can we as sales professionals do to avoid this from having an impact? You know, because, I mean, yes, obviously the impact is going to be on a much larger scale for, you know, if it happens at our companies, but that's going to trickle down to you as well. You know, so how do we avoid that problem? You know, what can we do to, you know, to prevent or minimize the damage should something like that occur? I love the email, having a backup email that's separate. You know, I think it's a good reason to use something like Gmail or something like that nowadays, which probably tends to be a little more secure, I think. But although that certainly has its challenges too. You could, I think, argue it both ways. But anyway, what do you guys think? Last couple minutes here, what advice comes to mind, or feedback or ideas come to mind?
I have a question that might lead to an answer on some of that, and it may not. It may just show my ignorance on this, but would it, for smaller companies, would it not be possible to upload it or to have a different system that you back up to? And when I say that, I mean something like if you're using Excel for a lot of your spreadsheets, maybe go to ms.org, which has a different to convert those files over and use those as backups also, where your files would be a complete different system.
Yeah, that might be something that you can do to use a different, you know, program. The only problem with the backups, like I said, is often the attack will come months, you know, 6, 8, 9 months prior to the attack. So the original embedded malware will come way before. So doing those backups, even in a different location, may not help, you know? So, I mean, I think that's a good idea to certainly try that, but, you know, and again, that's something that a lot of the people on this call as sales professionals aren't necessarily, I mean, I think one of the things that we can do if we're listening to this call is ask this question at the next meeting, your next sales meeting, or if you don't have meetings, go in there, ask this question to people, because somebody, you know, and encourage it. And I think it's important. I think it's completely appropriate with you as sales professionals to politely and firmly though, impress upon the ownership to say, look, this is my job. This is my my family. This is my livelihood. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we are protected against something like this, you know, that we are going to, what is the plan should something like this happen? How would we move forward? I don't think it's inappropriate for you as an employee to drive that conversation and get them thinking about it. Because this is one of those things that I think happen, you know, you see it in the news. Stacey, you said 7 to 10 a week in Indiana. I mean, this is happening all over the country. It's one of those things that we, with all the other news that's out there, we hardly ever hear about it, except with one of these big, so it always happens to somebody else, not us. So I really do think it's critical that we drive that conversation with our companies. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah. And what you don't, what a lot of people don't realize is you never really get all the information back. Hancock
yeah.
Regional Hospital got hit a little over a year ago. And they paid the ransomware, but employees there say a year later, there's still information that they have not gotten back, that it's
yeah.
just lost forever.
Yeah. Any final thoughts or comments? I've got 9 o'clock Eastern here, so I want to wrap this up. But any final thoughts or comments on this?
I do have one, and that is that's dealing with further ramifications, and that is, and also in your files are your vendors, your customers' information. And so
yep.
that opens the door possibly, depending on the amount of information your customers provide to you, it also opens the door for hacking them. So this
yeah.
can go on and on and on.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a big deal that a lot of people, like I said, are not necessarily addressing it or they assume they're prepared for it because they have an IT company that they're working with. But I think the question needs to be asked, hopefully before it occurs, you know, what do you do in this situation or how do you avoid it? So
they hit two local governments up here in Northwest Indiana. They got Lake County government, shut them down, and they got LaPorte City government also. So
yeah.
no one's immune.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right. Like I said, my friend Jay, when he worked for the Sheriff's Department, they hit it. But okay, everybody, stay tuned. We will be announcing. I really want to put this together pretty soon. I want to find a couple people that can speak expertly on things that small businesses or even that we as sales professionals can do to protect ourselves. And I think we'll put together a separate webinar for that. One other thing real quick before we go, and I meant to do this ahead of time on the call, and Jen, maybe you remind me, I'll do it next week. But we are putting together a weekly book club, a Motivitality book club for members. So watch for information as well on that. We're going to, for those people who want to take a book weekly, and we'll read chapters, we'll discuss it, and you know, a sales or management book, so we can sort of grow together and learn from all of that. So we're going to be putting that together as a member exclusive offering here pretty soon as well. So it was just an idea. But okay, with that, everybody, time's up. Please be safe. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Jen and I will be coming to you live from Eastern Water Quality Association in Pennsylvania, and we'll talk to you then. So thanks, everybody. Be safe.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.